Okay, thank you. Ksimen kuf mem aleph sif chav beis. The shachris mashkim in the base of Knesset. For shachris, you get up early to go to the base of Knesset. Why? Why early? Because there's a lot of mitzvahs to do, so you want to get an early start. La'achas shmona esrei, I'm chatzi kaddish. After shmona esrei, you say half kaddish. Rekonah b'torah b'parshas v'yavei amalek t'losa gubre. You bring your three aliyahs. Va'achas kach chatzi kaddish. Then another chatzi kaddish. La'achas shemaknisan es sefer torah kodesh es megillah. After they put the Sefer Torah away, they read the Megillah. La'acha bracha achrayna. After the last bracha, after the Megillah, ein oimrim b'shachris asher heini. We don't say the piyut of asher heini. U'la'acha shiyam ha'kelam eshiya, oimrim shoshanas Yaakov, v'chulu. So you say the second part of asher heini, which is shoshanas Yaakov. Oimrim asher v'alutziyan, kadosh sholim, imtiskabel. Rein lachlis es atfilin, la'acha piyus ha'megillah. That's not always so easy, depending on how much you ate the night before. But you really tefillin should be on for the entire Megillah. Mishum dechsiba vikar, kedashin and elu tefillin. Vikar means tefillin. If yesh mila malin kaidem kriyas haMegillah, if there's a bris there, then you do the bris before kriyas haMegillah. Mishum dechsiba sasan, and sasan is referring to zum mila. Okay, chaf gimel. Ir shimu kefas chaimim mois yeshua ben nun. Walled cities like Yerushalayim, Karim Baba, Chamisha. Also, you read they read on the 15th. V'lo shchichim v'dinu seinu. It's not Shchiach in our Medinas, there's no Medina, so therefore the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch leaves all those halachas out. Okay, Simen Kuf Mem Beis Hilchas Mishlayach Manas Ish L'Rei'eh Matanas Avyanim Usudas Purim Uva Yud Sifim. This is an extremely, extremely important sif for Purim to know. So Chayev Kol Adam L'Shlayach L'Chala Pachas L'Adam Echad Shtei Matanas. You Chayev to send to one person. At the minimum, to one person, two matanas. Tichsiv mishloach manois ishrei'ehu, which is plural. You send manois, one man, to his friend. Mashma shtei matanas lecha, two presents to one. Meaning, you know, people think there's all sorts of esoteric reasons why matanas of yainim is two presents, two foods to one person. I'm sorry, mishloach manois is two foods to one person, and matanas of yainim is one food, but to two people, it's all based on diktuk, right? From Mishloach Manos, it says two manos to one person. That's what it says. So that's what we say. It's two. That's what we paskin. The cholam marav Mishloach Manos. But if you marav Mishloach Manos l'rayim to friends, harezim meshubach. It's praiseworthy to give more Mishloach Manos, which we're mekayim very well. B'zmanazda, when we come up, mutav laharvus matanas lav yainim. It's better to do matanas lav yainim laharvus besudasoi than to even have a bigger suda. And to even to sending Mishloach Manos to present to people, meaning giving tzedakah is more important than giving than all these other mitzvahs. Here's the important line. Ki ein simcha gedayla umufaeres l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater simcha and glory in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu elu l'sameach lev aniyim v'yisaimim v'almanos. There's no greater thing than to make the hearts of poor and orphans and widows to make them happy. And if you're sameach, if you make these poor downtrodden people, I guess that's the way you would say it, is daima to the shechina, shenemer lahachias ruach shvalim ulhachias lev nitkayim. Meaning what the shechina does, it's to give life to those that are low, and to give life to those that are feeling down. That's what it's all about. He says, "Is ain't simcha gedolah." So ain't simcha gedolah is not about drinking, and it's not about partying. It's about helping out others. So that gets a little bit lost in the other mitzvahs hayoyim, I think. Based. It's not considered manos, only things that are roi to be eaten. Kamay shehein, meaning to be eaten as is. B'li tikkun, they don't need to be fixed. G'gayin basa v'dagim v'vashom, the meat and fish has to be cooked, v'lo chayim, and not raw. Aminei metika, or types of candies, like peiros, fruits, like kais yayin, or a cup of wine, umei dvash, or honey water, k'yotze v'ay. Right? We're nice, good foods that don't need preparation. Gimel, kol adam afilu ani shebisrael makabel tzedakah. Any person, even an ani shebisrael who accepts tzedakah, chayiv litin l'chol apachas shtei matanas l'shnei aniyim, has to give, meaning even an ani who accepts tzedakah has to give at the minimum two presents to two aniyim, right? Meaning one to each. It's confusing. What he points that out. It means one present to each one, which is a total of two. Again, with the diktuk, two presents to two poor people. And we are not medaktik in Moyas Purim. Right? Meaning you don't look into whether the person's legit or not. You give it, you just give whoever asks. Ella, yad lital, whoever sticks out his hand, then you give to him. Umishu, let's say you live in a place where there's no aniyim. Yaakov is a mois etzle achi is damnulo aniyim. Hold on to the money by him, ayashalchim lahem, or send out the money. I actually had a question with this last night. Somebody lives out of town, and he says there is no aniyim, a very small Jewish town. I think he's in Kiruv. And he said, I got nobody to give matanas lavyonim to. They wanted to send to Eretz Yisrael. The problem is in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Purim for us. So it's all complicated. Fine. Dalet. Gam ha-noshim chayavos b'mishloach manos matanas lavyonim. Women are also chayav to give mishloach manos. That's an interesting thing that, like, can the husband just go give matanas lavyonim for the wife? Or maybe that's not called the wife giving, so he has to be kind to the wife first, and then she gives it back to him. But okay, that's the some of the very frum people do that. Yeah, but anyways, but women are chayv. Mishloach manos ematars of yonim. Mishloach manos tishlach isha leisha veish leish, and it should be man to man, woman to woman. Av matanas of yonim yichal gam isha leishloach leish vechein vechein beibuch. Matanas of yonim, you're allowed to a woman could send to a man, and the opposite too. Some women rely on their husbands that they give mishloach manos for them. It's not proper that the woman should give their own. I think to nowadays it's the opposite. A lot of men, the women go give the mishloach manos out to people, and the man doesn't actually end up ever giving mishloach manos. So l'chayra, that's not proper. All right. But then you have the Aruch HaShulchan brings its Ishtoi Kegufoi, so you don't have to be makbid on this. Fine. Hey. Chayav Alecho v'lishtois v'lismayach b'purim, you chayav to eat and to drink and to be happy in Purim. Gam b'lel arba so yismach v'yar b'kitsas b'seuda. You should be happy a little bit with the seuda. All right. And meaning it sounds like there is maybe an inyan to drink a little bit. At night, certainly not a lot. Fine. Even though you have to eat shalashudis as we've gone on Shabbos, you might Purim. So meaning don't eat so much. So you have room to eat the sudas leil Purim. I don't know what about on every week for Malava Malka. I don't know. And you are not yotzi with eating a suda at night. And we know that some, the Magen Avraham says you should dafki eat dairy at night to show that that's not the main meal. The ikar mitzvah is during the day. Derech, and you should light candles with the simcha and yomtiv and even during the day. You still light candles. And also the night of the 15th, which would be Friday night this year, you should be make a shtickle simcha. And the other mitzvahs also during the day. And because people are busy with mishloach manos, so you make a little bit of suda at night, meaning the night of the going into Shushan Purim. That's why many people wash right before Shkia on a regular year, and let it go into Shushan Purim. Umispalan mincha ba'ayra yom gadol. You should daven mincha early when it's still day. Va'aisin es suda la'achar mincha. Do the suda after mincha, so you don't have to worry about not being able to daven. Utzrichin lasis al kaponim roiva suda b'yayim. But the roiva of the suda has to be during the day. Ukshachal be'erev Shabbos. Va'aisin oisa b'shachris mevnei kavod Shabbos. If it happens like this year, so you make the suda in the morning because of kavod Shabbos. And of course, there are shitas that say you can make it later, and then you have this sugya of continuing your meal into Friday night and then stopping and making kiddush, etc., etc., but it's not preferred to do that. You should start with a little bit of Torah before the Suda, and it's the pasuk sounds like that because it says, like, Yehudim says the Yidden should have Ar, Vidarshin, and Ira, Zutaira. Right? So, Haisa Ira, so, okay, before the Simcha is the Ira, and then Simcha, Visas, and Vikar. Yesh Aram, Sheyesh, Lechamine, Purim. Some say you should eat seeds on Purim. Zechel, Zerayim, then you fed them seeds. Dina Alanisim, Bechasamodin, Ayan Simon, Mandalit, Sif Tezayin, Yud Zayin. Okay, we will stop over there.